Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimke Center for Wholeness. Ahimke is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimke is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal, and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimke Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimke Mind Management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimke.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimke Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, "What if?" Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on lifeconversationsradio.com. Many blessings to you.
In the same, a child of the Creator, no more. by different names, the Alpha and Omega, the eternal flame that burns deep inside you. Do you know my name?
Your name? Do you know who you is? Do you know who you are? Do you know who you be? You are here to represent God. As a matter of fact, not just to represent God, you are representing God on earth. Charles Holt, I am. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. Yes, we support you to tune in to yourself, be inspired by change, and just by default, you make a difference because you are one with the I Am presence. And no matter what is going on in the world, no matter what's going on online, no matter what's going on in your computer, I Am is always present because we are one with the I Am presence. All you got to do is reflect your pre-essence. And when you represent and when you express your pre-essence, you're one with the one. You remember that, oh yeah, I remember now. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show on lifeconversationsradio.com. And I Am is your host. This I Am present is expressing itself uniquely as Life Coach Ade. Ademola Anifowuse, the Naughty Professor, and all that good stuff. So we're moving a little bit fast today. Fancy doing a show when I surrender and just let whatever needs to come through me now. Look at the time. But it is cool. We'll come back to that because God is always talking. God is always doing what God does. So we're listening. But we're going to bring on Celeste right now. And, you know, you can do a shorter version if you want to, Les, you know. So let me bring you on. Whoa, okay. Celeste, there you are. Hello, Celeste. How are you doing?
I am so excited to be in the house with you and all of the beautiful people I see on the phone lines and in the chat room. I think we're getting ready for Reverend Priestess Callista. What do you think?
I am excited. I am open, actually. I'm in this space of like, okay, what's going to happen? Because I just created that space.
Beautiful thing. Now let me get to it so we can surrender some more. Hello, family. You like that? Nice segue. Welcome to the Ask Life Coach Day Radio Show. My name is Celeste Morgan, and I'll be keeping you informed of all the happenings going on with the Ask Life Coach Day Radio Show and LifeConversationsRadio.com. You can find the Metaphysical Rebel, a.k.a. Life Coach Day, right here from Monday to Wednesday, 12 until 2 p.m. Eastern. If you happen to miss him live, all the shows are archived. You can even subscribe on iTunes by entering Life Conversations. You don't have to go a day without Life Coach Day. Call in, especially today, with your questions, thoughts, and anything you're dealing with, so Life Coach Day and our beautiful guest, Reverend Priestess Callista, can support you. The call-in number is 347-426-3346, and make sure to press 1 on your keypad. Now, if you can't call in, you can post your questions on the Ask Life Coach Today fan like page. Please be sure to create a new posting. We want to make sure we get to you. Now, if you don't do Facebook or you can't get on Facebook, you can go to LifeConversationsMedia.com. Hover on the Life Conversations Radio menu. Then you will see a drop-down menu. Click on the Ask Life Coach Today button and fill in the email. You can also join me around 1 for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, where I offer the energy of the day. And did you know you have access to Life Coach Today any time of the day? Yes, you do. You can email him any time of the day to ask him questions that he will answer on the air. The email address is ask@lifecoachtoday.com. If there's a topic you would like for him to explore on an upcoming show, you can email him that too. Let's get Life Coach Today's perspective on what you see moving and shaking in the world that is impacting you. The theme for the month of April is listening to your inner voice. And we have wonderful guests coming up that will help shift you one conversation at a time. Tomorrow, Life Coach Today will be flying solo, but you never know with him. He always has surprises, so stay tuned and check us out. We'll also have Good News Wednesday as well. We also have exciting shows on the Life Conversations Radio Network. You can find out more about these shows on LifeConversationsMedia.com for a quick run-through. You can join Mbasa Safira for the play experience every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. On the last Wednesday of the month, we usually have Ancestral Blueprints. The Life Coach Today is going to be having possible guests. I'm going to try to say her name, Anifa Funke. Joining him, possibly. Did I just give away the surprise? Forgive me. You can also check out, I know, right, the Celeste Show with Celeste Morgan every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern. Now, for more detailed information about all of these beautiful shows, go to LifeConversationsMedia.com. For more info, you will find a calendar and a listing of all the shows. Now, did you know that the Ask Life Coach Today radio show is syndicated? It is on Within Radio every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to inspirebroadcasting.com. Finally, you have an opportunity to contribute to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. Go to lifeconversationsmedia.com, then hover, don't click, on the Life Conversations radio menu. Then click the Ask Life Coach Today drop-down menu. And you will see a donate button on our right-hand side. And we thank you in advance for being such a blessing. Now, that wraps up your announcements. Let's welcome back Life Coach Today.
Thank you, Celeste. He just made it in. Right on time.
All right. All right, my brother.
We'll see you when you get back.
All right. I'll be right. Peace out.
Okay. Peace out, homie. Yes, you are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show, and we are trying to get some things done within a certain time. But we're going to relax. We're going to trust the process. And, you know, something when you focus on time, I mean, we need it, help us organize. But if that becomes your main focus, then, you know, just you kind of can lose yourself like I am now. But I'm going to find myself. I am. Yes. And because I'm here by myself, so let's go do something. I'm going to play a song in a minute. And just to kind of do the things I need to do, because I can't. Well, I can, but I choose not to. It's easier not to multitask sometimes. Easier not to multitask, to just take your time. So this time, take your time. What song is that? That's a lot. Oh, boy, the songs I've been coming up with, I just make myself sound real old. Please, I'm ancient. I'm timeless. So anyway, yes, we are talking with, we're having a conversation with a psychic today, Reverend Priestess Callista, a beautiful soul sister. Her energy, her spirit, I had a conversation with her about a month ago, just a heartwarming spirit, and I know she is going to touch you. And just to let you know, if you don't know already, if you've forgotten, when we bring readers, psychics, astrologers, psychic medium, and all that good stuff, when we bring them, we teach and read. So if you're calling in for readings, call in now. Push one on your keypad, but we won't come to you until later. We want to lay a foundation. We want to lay a foundation because we want to empower you just in case you happen to miss the bus that has your money in it and you can't go and call them. We want to empower you that if you happen to miss your money bus, just temporarily, that you remember what they share with you and you can tap in. And today the theme focus is tapping into your intuitive gift. So Reverend Callista is going to talk about how you can tap into your intuitive gift. And today we'll also be happy to bless you. We're going to bless you with some readings. So, yes, if you're the one, you will be chosen. That's all I got to say. Now, we may do two or three readings. I'm not quite sure yet. Maybe more, maybe less, maybe none. We just listen to guidance. Yeah, truth will get you in trouble sometimes. The truth will set you free, but at first it will piss you off. It's like, You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. The number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. We started the show with Charles Holt, and the song is I Am. That's the title of the song. Charles Holt, who we interviewed last week, Monday, talking about, speaking about expressing the inner voice. His website address is intuitiverebel.com. intuitiverebel.com. And the theme for the month is listening to your inner voice. And the theme for today's conversation is tapping into your intuitive gift. Do you see the link? Are you awake? Are you alert? You better be. Well, if you're listening to this, of course you're awake. We want to keep you alert. We want to keep you awake. Stay. We want you to stay up. No sleepwalking. Too late. Now, what do I need to do? Shout outs. We don't do shout outs. So, but if we did, you know, Candy's in the house, Glenda's in the house, Donna's in the house, Lisa's in the house, Forsaggy's in the house, Lady D's in the house. Lady D, where were you? Candy was here yesterday and you're not. Go in the corner there and meditate. It's not a timeout, it's a time in. Ooh, I love that. Yeah, I love that. I just came through me with the goosebumps. I love it when stuff comes through me like that. Yeah, so now for parents, if your children are really activating some negative vibration in you, that is already yours. It has nothing to do with them, but you're feeling like, send them to the corner for a time in, not time out. And when they come back, they'll be able to deliver what they got. So no more time out, time in. Yes, there's lots going on energetically. Block Talk Radio is healing, so we just send prayers to Block Talk Radio. My phone company going through their own healing. Sometimes the studio is acting up, people can't get in. But we trust the process. So, quick, we ain't rushing nowhere. We're timeless. I need to do some things, and I want to just, all together now, let's just energetically connect. and remember, recognize who and what we are. And just before we bring on Reverend Priestess Calista, to consciously remind ourselves that our journey here is to return to the truth of who we are and express that truth, express that goodness. How do you do it? You become still, you listen, and then you are transformed. Of course, don't forget to take a breath, or two, or three. So this is the Agape Choir, and they want to remind us that it's important to return to the Christ consciousness, to return to the God within, to return to the Goddess within, to return to the something that is the no-thing. That's where you find your gifts. It's all about tapping in. And I'm tapped out right now because I can't find a song I want to play. I just don't know why I tell on myself. Can't I just pretend that everything is moving slow? Nah, transparency is good sometimes, not all the time. All right, let's take a break so I can do what I need to do, and hopefully let's get back. I won't have to work too hard. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show, and if you want to read in with Reverend Priestess Calista, call in now, 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346, and press 1 on your keypad. We may take some questions. We may take some questions on the like pages. We have the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show like page, or the Life Conversations Radio like page. So we may take some questions there. It just depends on how it goes. But we trust the process. We surrender. We release. We let go. And we return to ourselves. Return to me, Agape Choir. Right back.
Return.
Yeah.
Tracy Byers Beckwith.
Right.
Intergalactic super duper star.
That's what she is. And has helped us gone. She's helped us go back into the truth of who we are. Anae Baxter is the soloist. Return to me. Vicky Byers Beckwith's virtual home is weletitbe.com. And Agape's virtual home is, what's their virtual home? Agapelive.com. I'm doing too much. Let me take a breath. Take a breath with me. Yes. And the soloist, not Anae Baxter, Anae Batson is the soloist. Return to me, and now we're returning to our sister friend, Reverend Prista Calista. Prista, what is really going on? I need to bring her on quick so she can rub some oil on my forehead. Reverend Priestess Calista. Okay, there we go. Take it slow. Slow down, buddy. Okay, all is well. Let me read a little bit about her. She's so much more, but I'm going to read something here. Let me pull that up. Wow. It's a good thing I don't take Celeste for granted. I feel like I'm doing a lot. Okay, maybe it's just all over my head. Anyway, Reverend Priestess Calista is the oracle. Her gifts are spiritual mediumship, spiritual energy worker, and a medicine woman. She is initiated in the order of Palo Monte. Hopefully I'm pronouncing that right. A Congolese-based practice. Also the Order of the Divine Mother, the Order of Mary Magdala, and the Eternal Order of the Magi. An esoteric Christian-based practice. She is an ordained interfaith minister, psychic, and esoteric minister through the Esoteric Theological Seminary. She is so much more. You're going to find out about her. We want to find out how she tunes into herself, how she got to where she is, and how you can do what she does in your own way. And to find out more about her, website address is Third Eye Psychics, with an S, not just one, thirdeyepsychics.com. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, psychics and skeptics, physical beings and non-physical beings, help me welcome my friend, my sister, myself, Reverend Priestess Calista. Welcome. People have been waiting. Say, come on, hurry up. We want a reading. How are you doing?
Thank you so much. I'm wonderful. I'm glad to be here. How are you today?
I am good. I'm getting better, trying to bring myself back and relax and trust the process of life, because I feel like I'm doing 10,001 things and there's only one of me. But all is well. Well, let's jump right in. So I got to ask you this question first. You know, I read about your bio, and there's a lot of stories there, and we're going to unpack that. But I want to ask you this question first. Who are you? Who is Reverend Priestess Calista?
To sum it up, to keep it very simple, I would say I am a servant to humanity.
Servant to humanity. I get it. I understand. And that certainly will keep you busy.
Absolutely.
Yes. Even when you're trying to sleep.
Absolutely. It is a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week occupation.
It sure is. Forget 9-to-5. Try serving humanity. Now you're doing a job. That's a job. Okay,
right,
let's
right.
jump. Now, I just read a little bit about your bio. And, you know, we want to talk a little bit about your story. We want to go back into your business, find out about you, how you got to where you are today, and how you developed your intuitive gifts. So tell us a little bit about your story. Were you hearing voices when you were younger, and you were hearing, you had those imaginary friends and nobody else understood, or was your story different?
My story is a little different. It did start when I was younger. Of course, I didn't know what it was. I would hear voices, but not like the scary voices. to give you an example, there was one incident. I grew up in New York, born and raised in New York, And I was downstairs playing with my friends. I was about 10, I think, and my sister was upstairs, and, you know, there was a break-in, and I clearly heard the voice to tell me to go upstairs now. And I went upstairs, and, you know, there was all this commotion. So I would hear. I was clairaudient that early in life. This gift has been passed down through the maternal and the paternal line in my family. All the women have this gift. Of course, everybody uses it in a different way. But I have chosen to explore spirituality, and in exploring spirituality, I found that my gift was to be used in order to help people move forward into developing strong relationships with spirit so that they can find out what their path is.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's sometimes that's, I feel like, the presence of God, is presence of the divine, whatever name we want to call it, so close to us that we miss it. This month, our theme is tuning into your inner voice. And, you know, we're bringing guests who can support our listeners, ourselves, to remember to tune in to that God consciousness, that Godness that is us. How do you take people through the process? And what kind of tips would you share with listeners so that they can learn to tap into their own intuitive gifts?
First of all, I would say if you really want, you have to really be ready to do this. You can't, it's not a fad, it's not something that you can start to do and then, oh, you know, I don't want to do it anymore. This is something that is very serious. If you want to tap into your gifts, it requires, one, fighting against yourself, developing a certain level of discipline.
Wait, stop right there. Stop. Let me do a Steve Harvey. Stop right there. I like the way you said that. I want you to just break that down. Fight amongst yourself, within yourself. What do you mean? Can you break that down?
Yes, fighting against yourself. Okay, say, for instance, you have an issue. I'm just going to pick a subject or something that you may have a challenge with. Say it's overspending. Okay, overspending is your challenge, and you know that you're overspending, and you're also trying to reach a certain level of spirituality and a certain level of discipline. Now, if that is your challenge, that is the thing that you're going to have to discipline yourself with. So you have to put yourself on a budget, say, for instance, and you are allotted a certain amount of money to spend for your entertainment. And if you're out of that entertainment money, you can't go into other money. So you have to fight against yourself in that way by using the discipline to spend the money that you have so that you can budget better, so that you can have the things that you need for necessity. And it's the same thing with spirituality. If you want to grow spiritually, but you know that you have drug addiction, for instance, you will have to fight against that drug addiction in order to grow in your spirit, because whatever your challenge is the thing that you're going to have to fight against in order to grow. Does that make sense?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely. I definitely get that. So in fighting against oneself, it's part of the process to be able to hone one's gift, right?
Absolutely, because it helps you to develop discipline. And I've always strongly believed in my walk that discipline is the key. Because if you discipline yourself, and that's disciplining the spirit, the mind, and the body, in that order. If you discipline the spirit, the mind will follow, and then you will do what's good for the body. You will have no other choice. But if you do not develop a certain level of discipline, you will always halfway develop that relationship with God that you really need in order to be the best that you can be. And when I say the best that you can be, so that you can be that vessel, because that's all that we are. Once we tap into our intuitive gifts, understand it is not you that is doing it. You are the vessel that allows the spirit to pour in and speak through to touch the souls of the people, to draw them back to the source, which is the creator. So unless you are truly, and when I say fight against yourself, they're little things. I mean, little small things, subtle things. It could be, for instance, when you know that somebody's getting ready to get over in a lane, don't speed up so that they can't. You know what I mean?
Ooh,
little things like that,
yes,
that you would not even think about that play a
yes
very large role in your ability to grow in the spirit. You can study with all the ascended masters and read all the guru books and go on the retreats and know the lingo, and you can do all of that. That's fine. Okay, that's an avenue. But until you actually start to look at yourself and say, this is the thing that I, and you have to be able to look at yourself and criticize yourself and say, this is the thing that I need to work on. And you have to be able to pray, because I strongly believe that praying is asking of God, but meditating is receiving of God, okay? And you have to do them both together. You cannot pray and not meditate. They have to be one and the same, so that the mind, the spirit, the mind, and the body can be one. And until you develop that discipline over the spirit to control the mind, to do what's best for the body, the vessel cannot be whole so that the spirit can pour through.
Yes, yes. I so understand that. I mean, you shared a lot there, but I want to go back to the word discipline. You said discipline is
okay
the key, and it means different things to people. When you say discipline, what do you mean by discipline, and what does that look like?
Discipline can be anything from developing a ritual of prayer, like getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning and doing this, or and going to the gym so that your body is healthy enough to receive the spirit to flow through you, to eating properly so that the body is clean enough so that the spirit can live there. It's discipline. It's knowing how to communicate with people. It's knowing how to remain humble in whatever victories that you have with your spiritual development. Because a lot of people feel like, okay, well, I saw this and it did happen, and then they become vain, you know, and then it becomes about them. So therefore, in that itself is evil, because it gives way for the evil one to come in and distort whatever it is that you're trying to do, because it becomes about you. So with discipline, we let go of ego, because you know
yes
that it's not about you. And if you have ego on any level doing this work, you're going to have a problem. You're going to have a problem. People say to me all the time, they'll come to me, they'll get the ring, oh, you're wonderful, and I correct them immediately. It's not me. Because by the time you walk out that door, I'm going to forget everything I said to you. So that's proof that it's not me. So I always try to make people realize I'm just a vessel. If it was a masterpiece, look at me as the brush. That's all that I am. You would not praise the brush. You would praise the creator, the one who uses the brush.
Yeah.
And I am the brush, and God uses me to bring the message to you, so that you can connect. I'm just the bridge. That's it.
I know that's right. And excuse me. One of the things you said that I think is worth emphasizing is to be humble. And
yeah,
because and that's what I, from what you're saying, I get that when we move beyond the ego, because we grow up being conditioned to be a certain way, which I believe is part of the process. So it's not even a judgment. It's almost like we're conditioned from the truth of who we are. And then when we wake up to get back or remember who we really are, we have to unlearn the BS that we've been taught. But when the ego gets in, sometimes when we're developing our intuition, we think we're afraid of getting it wrong, or if we're feeling something, we don't want to do it wrong. That's when we're in the ego, right? When we're worried about the ego, when we're worried about getting it right or wrong, rather than just trusting
absolutely
the process. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because when tap into the reality of spirit working through you, there is no right or wrong. It's just truth.
I love that. Put a smile on your face, too, when you said it. There's no right or wrong. It's just
truth. It's just
truth. Yes. Here's a question or thing, comment people say, like, or question, really, yeah. How do I know if it's my thought or God's thought? How do I know the difference? What's your response to that?
My response to that is that when it's God's thought, it comes unknowingly. It's like, how can I explain it to you? It's almost as if you're walking along the street and something may say, open your own salon. And you're like, where did that come from? But you're a hairstylist. Do you understand? And you hear that voice, open your own salon. And it's not something that you would even think about doing. It's
right.
not even a thought that you would actually say, where did that thought come from? It always comes to my attention that when I say, where did that come from, it's always the voice of God trying to open me up to receive so that I can move forward on a path. And you have to understand, too, that voice or those things come with diligent prayer and meditation. See, that's why this is so important. You know, people think that meditation is something that happens when you're doing it, and they're waiting for all these miraculous things to happen during the process of meditation. But it is not during the process of meditation that you have the revelation. It is when you are going about your daily activities that voice that you hear becomes louder and louder. That still voice is very loud, but you have to develop it just like anything else. It's what you feed. Okay, so if you want to be more spiritual, you have to feed your spiritual process. And in feeding the spiritual process, if it causes you to let go of some of the physical things you have to do, here again is the discipline and the fighting against yourself. Because the spirit will meet you where you are, and it will ask you to give up the very thing that you love the most. I have found this to be true. Okay?
That's right.
You have to give up the very thing that you love the most in order to grow spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're ready to do that, then you open up your ability to tap into your intuitive power.
I'm laughing over here because I was having a conversation with a friend yesterday, and there's some shit going on in my life, and I was talking about, you know, I'm ready. I'm ready for what's around the corner. I trust the process. There's a bit of nervousness around it. And I was talking about something in particular, which I won't talk about right now, but I'm just going to generalize. And I'm thinking, if I can't do that anymore, oh, my God, just the thought of it. Scary. And but I'm like, okay, I need to get still. I need to vision around it and just get clear. But what I do know for me is I am more committed to being a channel for spirit than my attachment to what I think it needs to look like. So it's something that I really enjoy doing. I mean, my God, I can't even imagine life without it. But as we were talking, I was thinking, I hope it's not something I'm going to have to let go of. But if it is, so be it, because I know that the truth is, as you're sharing, the truth is when we let go or have to let go of something that we say we really love or really want or we're so addicted to, whatever it may be, is spirit is making a way for something even better that we can't even imagine where we are now until we get there. And we say, oh, my God, if I had known I would have let go quicker. And it takes trust. It takes trust. And knowing that, for me, I got to remind myself, God is the only thing that's happening. God is the only thing that's happening. It's all good. It's all good. That's how I bring myself to keep moving forward, to keep moving, because sometimes I can scare myself. Oh, my God, I can scare myself. Woo! So let's talk about let's do this one more, and then we might take a caller. There's a lot going on right now energetically. People are feeling it. The energy is intense. In your work, what kind of things are people moving through right now, and how are people dealing with the energy, and what kind of support are you offering them?
People are wanting to find that they want more. They want to know what things mean now. It's like, okay, I've gone to church every Sunday, and I've done that, and I've paid my tithes, and I do that, but there's something missing. I need something else. It's not answering that intimate relationship with them, okay? And I try to explain it to them this way. I say, yes, it is very important that we connect with the Creator. I said, but you have to look at it from this perspective. If you were a Fortune 500 company and you were the CEO of that company, would you be the one that handled all of the needs of your employees? Okay? And the question is always, the answer is always no. And I say, okay, that means that there is a system put in place. You have team leaders, you have supervisors, you have managers, you have regional district managers, you have people in place that can help you, and if they can't help you, then you can go to the CEO. But the CEO has put the system in place so that you can get what you need, okay? And I'm trying to show them the spiritual system that has been put in place. Because people are always saying to me, I don't feel that connection with God. No, you're not feeling that connection with God because you have not connected with the spiritual energies around you that can help you connect with God. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
Okay.
Yes, indeed.
So a lot of people say, okay, well, I'm not doing it, but maybe there's an ancestor altar that you may need to set up, or maybe you need to find out what spiritual energy governs your head, or, you know, and this kind of thing, so that you can create a deeper connection with God so that when you are ready to get higher or go higher, then you start climbing the corporate ladder or the spiritual corporate ladder to meet the CEO. That becomes a lot more real for you. Is what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It makes sense. It makes a lot of sense. Go ahead.
And see, a lot of people don't understand who the supervisors and the team leaders and the managers are in the spiritual realm, okay? So a lot of people may not even be practicing the way that they should be. I mean, maybe Christianity does not resonate with you, but you've been doing it all your life because your parents did it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe Buddhism resonates with you, but you haven't explored it because you've been, you know, in this practice for so long. So if you are called, you have to be true to yourself still here, okay? So if you are called, if something is not answering you, and you come to me and I say, well, the reading says here that you should be practicing Buddhism or whatever other spiritual practice that there may be. You have to be, and you say, wow, you know, I've been thinking about that. You have to have the courage and you have to have the discipline to say, okay, I'm going to explore this thing. And if this thing resonates with you, you have to have the courage to say, I like Christianity, but this answers my spiritual path. And you have to be able to discipline yourself according to that path.
Right.
So I'm trying to show people what their true spiritual path is, okay, when they come to me and they're dealing with this energy. And it's helping them, you know, and they're starting to get clarity. And it's starting to answer questions for them that they couldn't get answered before.
Yeah. I love the analogy of being a CEO, and, you know, because we are really the CEO of our own lives, and we got to put systems in place for our business to function perfectly or function harmoniously. But sometimes we focus too much on systems that don't work for our business that we don't focus, we don't mind our own business. We judge that system, But it's really, if we bring that energy and say, what do I need for my business to function harmoniously and be led and go in that direction? And that's where your discipline comes into it again. You know, as a CEO of a company, you gotta have the mental agility to deal with all the things that you're going to deal with. You got to make sure you pray. You got to make sure you meditate. You got to make sure you go to the gym. And discipline. Someone in the chat room said, did she say discipline? Of course. You know, it's really about discipline because it's like getting ourselves in order. Now, let me ask you this before we take a call. How do you do your readings? How does your readings go? What do you use? Just to give, then I also want you to talk about what you need from listeners, if you need their name or their date of birth or all of that.
Okay, well, today I use three systems. I use the ancient Palo deck, which my spirit guides actually gave me this deck, and these are oracle cards, and they give me the spiritual vibration around your situation, which will tell me what you need to do spiritually in order to be successful, or what you're not doing spiritually that's causing you to fail. Okay, and then I use the regular Rider-Waite Tarot deck, which gives me the information about your mundane life and the people that are around you. And I also use what is called a talking board and a pendulum. Now, the talking board is somewhat like a Ouija board, but not. I use a pendulum and The pendulum, you can ask your question one of three ways. You can ask it out directly, or you can just say, what is the message to me about whatever you want to know? And if you're not sure about what you want to know, you can just ask, what is the message? And at that time, the pendulum will swing to the letter. I'll hear the word. If I do not hear the word correctly, it'll swing back to the letter, and it will spell the word out for me. Now, as far as what I need, just your name, and that's pretty much a courtesy. I really don't need anything. All I need you to do is tell me when to stop shuffling or just tell me when you're ready to ask your question.
Okay. Do you need their question? Do you want them to say their question, or just basically what you do is tune into their vibration and be able to tell them the energy around them? How does it work?
Right. They can ask the question out. They can say, what is the message
okay.
to me? If they don't want to, you know, just say whatever it is. And then the reading, the board will tell me exactly what is the most important thing that is on your
okay.
soul right then.
Okay. So for me, I'm asking you, when you're doing the reading, do you use all the three, the hollow deck, the tarot, and the talking board, or your spirit leads you to which one to use for different clients?
In the reading, I use all three, but today I will be using
okay.
the talking board.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, this is the opportunity to experience it. If you're just joining us, my guests, the voice you're hearing on the other end is Reverend Priestess Calista. Her website address is thirdeyepsychics.com. Thirdeyepsychics with an S, .com. She's an oracle. She is a teacher. She is a sister, a soulful sister, and totally here to serve, to support humanity as we all move through all that's going on. So I think we're going to take a call. Are we ready to take one? Okay. All right. Let's go to Lisa from Boston. Lisa, how are you doing? Let's try that again. Are you there? Lisa?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, good.
How are you?
Very well. So what's good. Your question for Priestess Calista?
Actually, I had a question about love, but I don't want to ask a question on that because I don't think that's really important for me right now.
I got that.
After I heard her speak,
I'm
like, no, that's not important. That's going to be on the back burner for a while. I love what you were speaking about, your spirituality and being honest about it. And that's what I feel that I need to be, is honest about my spirituality and about being disciplined in something. I don't know if it's because I was brought up, you know, a believer. I was a Baptist, and
okay,
I believe
very. Can I cut you off?
Oh,
can
please
I cut you
do.
Off for one moment, Lisa.
Please.
The less I know about your situation,
okay.
the more I can see it. Okay.
Okay.
So
okay. I'm quiet.
The board is already speaking to you. The pendulum
okay.
is just kind of going crazy right now.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you the message that they're so anxious to give you. Okay.
Okay. Thank
it
you.
It says yes at this time, you are concerned with, it says first, your development in spirit. It says, but you are feeling that a love relationship with someone also sharing this desire will propel you forward. Does that make sense?
Oh, my God.
Okay. It says, you are to understand that you are one. And God has blessed you with the gift of One moment. It says compassion.
Yes.
And the ability to heal others, it says, with great grief. Does this make sense to you?
To heal, yes.
To heal people who are going through very bad times.
Yes, yes.
Okay, it says, you are not walking in your destiny.
Mm.
It says you should be a counselor for,
yes.
It says grief. It says you have not met your mate because you are not walking in your destiny.
Mm.
It says you do this and love will come. As far as spiritual growth, you are to discipline yourself with, it says, diligent, consistent ritual, prayer,
yes,
and meditation.
Yes.
It says you fail at this.
Yes.
It says when you awake in middle of night hours,
yes. Yes.
It says get up and pray.
Yes.
It says do.
Yes.
Not remain sluggish.
Yes.
It says discipline is required.
Yes.
Here. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, my God, yes. All of it,
thank
yes.
God.
Yes. Yes.
So what they're saying is, what do you do for a living, Lisa?
Actually, I am out of work. Trying to find out what it is that I need to do.
Okay, what were you doing?
I was actually office work.
Okay, you need to find out how you can get a certificate as a grief counselor.
Yes, yes.
Okay, that's the work that you need to be doing. That's
okay.
Why you're out of work. And you're going to continue to be out of work until you start walking in this, because too many people need you. And they're trying to gear you in that direction. And this may have been something that you thought about doing, but you were like, oh, I don't know if I'm going to make money with it. I don't know if it's going to be good. You know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But
wow.
You need to look into it, okay, because that's where your blessings are. That's where your husband is. That's where everything you want is. You have to give to get.
Wow. Oh, my God. And let me tell you, I do wake up in the middle of the night all the
time. And you don't get up. And you don't get up and pray.
All the time.
You
need
wake
to get
up.
It's like courting. You need to get
up.
It's like courting. If a boyfriend came and you know, if you were dating somebody or if you were serious with somebody's fiance in the middle of the night, he came and he told you he was coming, you would get up, you would brush your teeth, you would fluff, you would do all of that.
Exactly.
The spirit is asking you to do the same thing. Court God first.
Amen.
Court
Amen.
God like you would court a man. Fluff for
Amen.
Him like you would fluff for a man. And watch the gates of heaven open up for you.
Wow.
Whoa.
Wow. Wow.
All right, Lisa, there you have it.
She's fantastic. You're
there
fantastic.
You
I've never had a reading like that. Never.
Praise God. Praise God.
Ever.
Praise God.
Because I'm like, Lord, what is it that you want? What is it that you want me to do? Because the doors are not opening for me. They're not opening for me. And I felt like I needed a change, but I didn't know where to go. And I've heard counseling before. It's like, you need to work with people. You need to work with people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you got your spiritual WD-40. The door's opening now. Put it on up. Walk through. Thank you, Lisa. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Blessings to
you.
Blessings. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Ooh. Reverend Kalisha, that's a different way. I won't say I've never heard a reading like that because I've heard you on another show while you were being interviewed.
Oh.
So that's the talking board, right? And the pendulum goes to the, well, it spells out the word, right?
Yes, absolutely. That's the talking board.
Oof, that board was talking to Lisa. And even when you came, it was just like, whoa, they got something to say. Okay, let's move on to...
immediately. Mm-hmm.
Yes, let's go to Danielle calling from California. And just name is Danielle, love life, and question, no stories, and then you get your answer. Go ahead, Danielle.
Hi, how are you? Oh, my God, I am so blessed. I'm dropping stuff. I can't believe you picked up my call. It is meant to be more than, oh, my gosh. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You're so amazing. Oh, my goodness.
It's not me. It's the
Holy
Spirit.
You're the vessel. Oh, yes, yes, amazing, amazing, amazing. The Spirit is, oh, Father God, yes, yes. Okay, let me grab myself together.
Okay.
I just like to know what comes through you to me, because I don't even feel like I need to, what I need to know at this time, it's going to come through you. I know it already.
Okay. It says at this, they say, extreme time in your existence. It says things are shifting. It says your entire process of thought is shifting. Does this make sense to you?
Yes. Yes.
It says,
I'm trying to find out what my gifts are.
Okay.
And what I'm supposed to be doing.
It says, and you are being called into the ministry of, it says, healing women with, it says, beauty and image. Does this make sense to you?
Oh, my God, yes. Oh, my Lord, yes.
Okay, it says, you are ordained, and one minute, yep, it says ordained for this work. It says, and you are to continue with your prayer life. You are going to show women that sexuality and spirituality are, it says, one and the same. Does this make sense to you?
Yes, yes.
It says,
yes.
Be diligent with your, it says, with your diet and eating properly, because this is crucial for spirit habitation in the body. It says, and exercise regularly to be able to receive current of energy coming from spirit to you. It says for your direction. Does this make sense to you?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
There you go.
Oh, my goodness. That is so powerful.
Okay.
It is so powerful, and it's so relevant. I'm, like, in tears right now.
Praise God. Praise God.
Thank you, Danielle.
Oh, that's amazing.
Thank you very much, Danielle. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
It's been my pleasure.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Reverend Priestess Callista, you just allowing spirit to use you. It's funny because a few people had called in right before we start doing readings. They wanted the reading. And then once you start doing readings, more people are calling like, oh, I want a reading. Hopefully we'll get to it. Told you to call early. Sometimes people want to know first. You've got to step out your ego. So you got to just trust. Well, we're going to take a break. You think you lose. You trust, you win.
Yes, absolutely. That's it. That is it.
Oh, wow. Well, we'll try and get to as many people as we can, and we're going to give Reverend Tristan Callista to just take a breath, and all the whatever she needs to do, and we'll be back. The number is, there's no point in giving that number, because we won't get to anybody else. We're already full, but I'll give it out anyway if you need it. We may be led to you, just in case. 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. And no, we won't take questions from the like pages. So don't even post questions on there. We're just going to keep it simple. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
It's not always easy to see what is coming at you, or better yet, for you. You need someone in your corner who can help you navigate those blind spots. Life Coach Today has a unique ability to guide you toward clarity with compassionate coaching and an amazing sense of humor. As a coach for over 15 years, Life Coach Today has been working closely with people and freeing them to live their best life. If you are in a spot where your best friend's advice or family member's tips are not working for you, you want to step onto the playing field of life with a coach who will walk with you and support you in tapping into the best in you. When you are done with Life Coach Today, you will be the change you want to see. We'll give you practical tools to finally embrace all of you and empower you to step into your greater yet to be. For a 45 minutes complimentary session, email Life Coach Today at ask@lifecoachtoday.com. That's ask@lifecoachtoday.com or call 678-561-0607. That's 678-561-0607. Be still, listen, and be transformed.
Hey, this is Jenny Cressman. I worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years, and I want to give you something to think about. I don't generally like labels, but lately, I've begun to feel that one little label is really important to embrace. Feminism. There, I've said it. The new F word. For too many people, that's a dirty word. But really, feminism is about equality. Feminists seek greater social, political, and economic equality of the sexes. It's about raising women up to the same level as men. So, I'm an F-word. How about you?
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Have courage, make that move. Make that move in consciousness. There's a movement. Get on board. Be part of the change. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. My guest is Reverend Priestess Calista. We are supporting you in tapping into your intuition, your inner voice, the God within, the God without, and the God that is you, and supporting you to get clear about some of the things in front of you. Her website address is thirdeyepsychics.com, just in case we don't get to you, thirdeyepsychics.com. And we gave props. Reverend Priestess, we gave props from you in the chat room, on Facebook. Listen, you're good. And let's just move on. Let's take another call. We usually have Celestial Moment around 1. We're going to delay that, listeners. So we're going to have Celestial Moment, but later on. Let's take another call. Let's see. Beanie, meanie, miney, mo. Let's see where Spirit sent me. Let's go to Candy. Candy, how are you doing, Candy? Oh, let's try that again. Hey, Candy, how are you?
All right, how are you?
Very well. You got some babies over there.
I know you. Hey, I was just calling just to see whatever message you had for me.
Okay.
And your name is Candy? It's Candace, but it was Candace. Okay. Yeah. It says yes.
I'm going to meet your phone, Candy.
At this time, you are feeling as if you have wasted your life somewhat. Does this make sense?
I'm muted. Let me unmute her because there was background noise. Okay, Candy, you're back. Does that make sense?
Yes, it is. Okay.
Okay.
It says, and you are trying to fill your insecurity with a romance. It says, but this will be, this will become extremely difficult. It says, what is needed is first a diligent prayer life so that you can develop yourself to be the mother your children need you to be. It says, and you are to feed them properly because they eat too much sugar. Does this make sense to you? Yes, it makes a lot of sense. It says you are damaging the cells of these children, causing them difficulty with learning. It says you are to, it says focus on God and motherhood now, not relationships because you are, you're picking the wrong men. Does this make sense?
Yes.
It says, be diligent with prayer because if not the wrong energy will enter your home and hurt your children. Does this make sense to you?
It makes a lot of sense.
Okay, so what they're telling you is nothing else right now except prayer and taking care of those babies. That's all you need to concern yourself with because you're surrounding, you're letting people come into your energy and come into your space and come into your home, and you're introducing them to these kids, and it's going to cause something bad to happen. So stop it now, okay? Keep that separate, all right? Everybody that you meet is not father material. Does this make sense to you?
Yes, it is.
Okay, pray. Ask God to help you. Pray. You understand those children are very important. You need to feed them better. You need to cook for them. No more fast food. Don't give them sugar in the morning. Give them fruit, okay, that's not going to have, if they're going to school, give them food that's not going to have them bouncing off the wall, okay? They can't learn. They can't focus. If they're eating Honey Nut Cheerios in the morning or Captain Crunch, it's just a bowl of sugar. They need something that's going to give them vitamins and nutrients to feed their brain cells so that they can learn, okay? Focus on being a good mom. You have to pray for that discipline within yourself because if not, your children will suffer.
Okay.
Candy, there you have
it. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. You got your spiritual work cut out for you. Yeah. Woo, the message is that when you're even talking, boy, I can feel the energy. Let me ask you this, Christy Callista. How do we – there's two questions I have, and I guess I was going back. Let me go back to the initial one that came. See, I'm thinking, I lose. When I just trust the first question, it's easier. I don't have to stutter. How do we support children to tap into their intuitive gifts and so that they, you know, to support them in developing who they are younger, now that we are aware of our spiritual nature as people, that we know that we're connected with God, we're having conversation that before it was only happening around the so-called enlightened ones. How can we support children to be, to connect with their intuitive gifts?
Well, I'm gonna say it like this. Children support us in connecting with our gifts. If we watch them, we'll learn. Because they don't have that. They hear directly from the Holy Spirit, and they don't, you know, maybe around the ages of teenagers, they'll start to have that barrier where they say, oh, this isn't cool or that isn't cool. But when they're young, they already know. They're already connected. They haven't developed that critical mind to the point where they can filter it and say, oh, well, who's going to think of me or how do I get it? They hear directly from the Holy Spirit. This is why the passage in the Bible says you have to come as a child.
Mm-hmm.
Children teach us to connect. Mm-hmm. If we watch them, if we watch their trust in the Holy Spirit, the way they trust and the way they do not doubt, that is what opens up, you know, for them. They're already there. It's when they start getting older and then we start teaching them that it starts to fall off. But as they grow older, if you encourage them to stay with it, you know, encourage them to pray, encourage them to stay with it, ask them what they're hearing. And if they're open to it and they're not afraid and you're not afraid, then you never know what you can develop.
Okay. So what about parents who are impatient, parents who sometimes even still believe that children should be seen, not heard? You know, we in our 40s, 50s say, oh, yeah, we grew up, children should be seen but not heard. What about parents who are not doing their own spiritual work, that they don't even allow or don't even understand the concept of watching their children? How do you, what would you share to parents to really be aware of in the development of their children?
Well, if they're not aware, they're not going to be aware. You know, if they're not aware, they're not going to see it. You know, they may see it. And if they're afraid of it, okay, say for instance, if a woman already knows that she has the gift within her, but she's afraid of it. She's been seeing, you know, spirits, or she thinks it, or she may dream it, and then the next day it comes true. If she knows this and she's afraid of it, okay, she's going to suppress it every chance that she gets. And I'm going to show you how that handle, how that works out, too, because if it's something that you're supposed to do for a living to help other people, if the gift is so strong in you that you have to do it for a living and you don't, it will materialize in another way, like alcoholism, drug addiction, and such, because that energy has to be used. But if you have a child who has that energy and you're suppressing it, you're going to suppress it in that kid, and I'm telling you, it's going to be stronger in that child than it is in you, because the child doesn't have a filter. So it could be a dangerous situation. It could be very dangerous with a parent that is not aware.
I love you. I love your energy, man. You're just like, it's still like it is. Okay, let's take another call. Let's go to Glenda. Glenda from Florida.
Hey,
woohoo!
Oh, my
hey, Glenda.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Hi. Hello, Reverend Priestess Calista. Is that the
Calista, yes, yes. How are you, Linda?
I'm fine. My name is Glenda with a G.
Glenda. Okay, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. And Ade, how are you as well? So
I had a question,
but I changed my mind and decided to just allow you to be the vessel to tell me what, you know, God wants me to pay attention to at this moment.
Okay. It says, first, you are suffering from, it says, inner organ dysfunction. Does this make sense to you?
It could make sense. Okay.
It says, a problem with the digestive. You having issues with your digestive tract?
Yeah.
Okay. It says, causing bloating and irritable bowel elimination. Does this make sense to you?
Yes, it does. Wow.
It says, you are suffering from colon blockage.
Okay.
Causing the skin to erupt. Are you having breakouts or something?
No.
On your skin or itching or something?
No.
Okay, they're talking about your skin. And the skin is the biggest eliminator. You know what I'm saying? So it says here, the body needs total cleansing. It says you are eating too much meat. You eat meat?
That's interesting. I eat white, like chicken.
Okay, meat. Meat. It says here, it says, and the body cannot eliminate properly, causing excess of toxins and impacted waste. It says, and this will cause problems with elimination. Elimination is crucial to health.
Okay.
It says, and you are to begin eating fresh vegetables and salads, 3 a day. It says with light dressing to help cleanse colon and drink more water to help blood circulation. It says you are to exercise with walking.
Okay.
For elimination of issues with, it says, blood pressure. Does this make sense to you?
Well, on some levels, yes. On other levels, no.
What part is no?
Well, the yes part is yes, I do need to start walking. The part that doesn't is that I do eat vegetables, especially collard greens and mustard greens.
Okay, no. They're saying fresh, raw vegetables like salad.
Okay.
Cause, so obviously you're overcooking your vegetables, and when it gets into the body, it has no value. Okay. Because if you're having issues with your digestive tract, it's because of what you're putting in your mouth. All
right?
And they're saying that the meat that you're eating, because it's all processed with hormones, antibiotics, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and you're not a... Say, for instance, you have a hamburger today at 3 o'clock, okay? And then you have another hamburger later on or tomorrow, the next day at 2 o'clock. It takes 3 days for the first hamburger to digest in your system, 3 days for that burger to break down. So you've got 6 days worth of beef in your colon. So what you're telling me is that you have a blockage in your system because you have a backup of meat. This is why you can't eliminate it. And that it has gotten hard in the colon, so you need raw vegetables, not cooked vegetables, to start breaking that down. So you can start eliminating, because it's crucial. Death begins in the colon, okay? If you're not having blood pressure issues, you're going to have them. So they're telling you that you need to start walking to eliminate blood. They tell you what's going to happen, okay? So if you have all this going on and the body is toxic like this, this is what you need to be focusing on, your health, okay? So kind of eliminate the meat, eat fresh vegetables with salads, with light dressing. And in other words, try to eat as raw as you can. And if you have to eat meat, try to just do fish if you have to. But if you can just eliminate meat, try to for at least 6 months. Because this will help your body to come back to the point of homeostasis, which is balance. And right now it's out of balance. Okay? And you need to start drinking more water because you're not. You need to be drinking at least a half gallon of water a day. At least. That's just for your normal function. Hair, skin, nails, and blood. Okay?
Okay. Wow.
There you have it.
It wasn't what I was going to ask, but it's sort of related. I said it wasn't what I was going to ask, but it's sort of related.
What were you going to ask?
Well, I know that I need to take some of the stress out of my work lifestyle, and the thought was that I wanted to become more healthy. I wanted more of my time to walk, to breathe, to drink water.
So then they answered you directly.
Yes. Yeah.
They got it. Don't get heady about it.
To continue to have a workplace, you got to be healthy.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay.
Yep. All right, Glenda, we've got a lot of people. Yeah, so you get your workplace together inside, and the one outside will take care of itself. Work out,
absolutely.
Work in, and you'll work out. Thank you, Glenda. Let's go to Donna. Donna from California. Hey, Donna, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm super. Thank you. Hi, Donna.
How are you?
Hi.
I'm ready whenever you are.
And all right, Donna, speak.
Oh, do I ask a question? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, do you?
I want to know how.
how finances were going to go and if you saw like a love relationship in the future.
One question. We got a lot of people.
Okay, I want
one
to know
question.
About
which one is
finances.
Finances,
okay. Yes. It says finances will get better in. Your finances are going to improve in 7 months.
Oh.
It says budget diligently, period. Does that make sense?
Oh, what was the last part? I didn't hear the last part. It's going
it
to improve in 7 months?
Budget diligently. You have to budget diligently.
Oh, that makes sense, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right. I will...
Okay, are we there? Okay, you got it? Yeah, we're moving on. Thank you, Donna. Let's go to Tiffany from Georgia. Hey, Tiffany.
Hello. Hi. Got a question about relationship. Did
it
they
says,
see a marriage?
It says you are wanting a committed marriage. It says, but not now. It says, develop yourself. It says, and stabilize career and home for yourself first. It says, marriage in. They're saying 3 years. Does this make sense?
Okay. I guess.
Okay. What are you supposed to be? What are you doing right now? Do you have a business, a career? What do you do?
I'm in food service. I am working.
You're in food service and you've been working?
Yes.
And what do you want to do?
Actually, I would like to get a director's position at a school.
Okay. Develop yourself.
Okay.
Do that first, and then marriage comes later.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Right.
My pleasure.
Thank you, Stephanie. Thank you very much. We're going to take one more call, but before we do it, I want to ask Priestess Callisto to talk about... You've sort of talked about it when it comes to discipline. If you were to prescribe a spiritual practice for the listening audience in order to tune into their intuitive gifts, to be more grounded, to take care of their business and create a perfect system, what kind of spiritual practice would you prescribe?
I'm going to give it to you from the board, okay?
Okay. Oh, nice.
It says, pray regularly. And acknowledge God in your every thought and be kind to others with love in your heart genuinely, for this is the way to divinity. Be sincere in your practice, whatever that may be, because there are many paths to the divine, but dedication and diligence and consistency and loyalty, these things are honored of God and opens his
ear to you.
Ooh, I feel like I got a private message. Woo! Yes. You said, I'm going to ask from the board. I'm like, oh, okay, that's different. Yes, I hear it. I definitely hear it. I feel it. All right, we're going to take one more listener. We've got a lot of people, but can't get to everybody. But if you want your own private message, simply go to thirdeyepsychics.com. That's Third Eye Psychics, plural, with an S, thirdeyepsychics.com. That's the virtual home of Reverend Priestess Calista, and you can book your own session and let it all hang out and be ready for more than you bargained for, because you'd be like, oh, I just want to know about job, and you get to find out more, that the job was just really the people. There's so much more that you're missing. And this big old log hitting you in the forehead, and you're like, that's a splinter in my finger. How do I get it out? Oh, I'm so enjoying this. Let's take one more call, and let's go to Chinyere. Hello, Chinyere. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Hi.
Very well.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. I am so happy to be able to call in today, and I'll make it short and sweet. I just have been on a real spiritual path lately.
Wait.
I
don't give the story. She's gonna answer you. So the less a priestess knows about you, the better for you. So don't even make it short. Make it short, your name, what you want to know, the question, and she'll answer it even before you ask. That's what God does. God answers before you ask.
Yeah.
Actually, they're answering you already. Okay, so I'm just going to give you the message, okay? Mm-hmm. It says, yes, a higher consciousness is what you are, what you are seeking. It says, but you are to allow God to lead you. It says, you are hindered by rationalizing and structuring the spirit. It says impossible. It says you are to learn to trust God, because without this trust, you will be very disconnected. It says you are to heal by touch. It says, and when you connect the ancient ways of healing by touch will be revealed to you. What they call Reiki is incomplete, because the patterns and words to be made over the body is not known. It says you are to be very diligent in allowing trust. Does this make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. What do you do?
Thank you. I do social media marketing and event coordination, but my call is spiritual practice. That's what most resonates with me, is doing spiritual work.
And what is that spiritual work? What spiritual work is resonating with you?
Well, in church world, they call it prophetic, but clairvoyant, psychic, and I've really been getting into touching and really just getting these really interesting insights about time and space and, like,
okay.
just a whole bunch of esoteric things.
Okay, you're going to heal by touch. And it's going to be in the way that people do Reiki, but not. It's going to be an ancient way. But that's your opening. Right now what you're doing is your opening. But you need to start trusting God and stop trying to think about it so much.
Yeah. Thank
okay.
you.
Can't rationalize it.
Yeah, no, you're right. And it's coming from all of that, you know, just programming that happened before. It's like I'm on this esoteric path, and it's really interesting because I feel like I'm out somewhere, and I'm such an extroverted person, and I feel like I'm at times with me being a social media person, it's like I love people, want to be out with people, but I keep hearing saying that you're hidden right now. It's time to really
mm-hmm.
cultivate that spiritual place in you. So I come out when I need to, but for the most part, I'm kind of, you know, there. So
okay.
thank you. I appreciate
my pleasure. My pleasure.
Thank you, Ede, for such a wonderful program. Blessings to you. Thank you.
Oh, you are very welcome. But before you go, Celeste wants to offer a gift to you. Where's Celeste? Celeste is somewhere among those numbers. There she is right there. Oh, wow. Hey, Celeste.
Hello, Life Coach Today. Hello, Priestess.
Hi. Greetings.
Okay, look, I'm just going to say this. I didn't get a reading on the Life Coach Today radio show because it's my home. And for all of you who receive readings today, she really got in your business. I don't like being described at home. But Priestess Calissa, I have to say that you are a powerful reflection. And not only that, but you also remind us that we have the ability to do it too. But you keep using that dang old word called discipline. And you use words like loyalty. And to court God as we would our significant other or who we're waiting to come into our life. I just want to say thank you and guide everybody to your website to look at something that I've been reading every day to remind myself. And this is your gift to all of us from 1 Corinthians 12:6. 11, the first words are, there are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but the same God works all of them in all men, and I would add women. I just want to thank you for showing up, because you're going to have some students after today.
Praise God. It has been a pleasure to be here. It has been a pleasure. I feel very overwhelmed right now, and I have to say that when I feel this feeling of overwhelmedness, where I have tears in my eyes, it is because I've done my job today, and they're pleased with me, and that is a blessing for me because I was able to glorify God and to let people understand and help them to know that that's where the source is and it's in you. And I just thank you for the platform. I thank you.
You are very welcome. Thank you for who you are, because I've been moving through something and just listening to you today. It's your energy, your words, it's your energy, your essence comes through so strong. Thank you so much. Before we let you go, is there anything that you're up to, that you're doing, that you want our listeners to know about, an event or anything you want to share that we haven't asked you?
No, I don't have anything that's coming up really right now. I'm just pretty much studying, and I just ask you to continue to pray for me and to pray that I continue on this path and give me your strength, you know, to do so.
Indeed. It is done. Reverend Priestess Calista, thank you so much. I mean, that word, the thank you doesn't quite do it justice. You know, it's a heartfelt gratitude for who you are, for the work, and just helping people reconnect back with themselves. Thank you so much.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Woo! Oh,
know,
my
right?
days. Like they say in England, oh, my days. Wow, what a gift.
I know, and the thing is like, when we do readings, you know, when we receive the reading, the gifts of the readings, right, we're always focused on, okay, what does she say to me? But if you listen carefully to Reverend Priest of Callista, with every single person that she read for, do you know I had an ouch, like, ooh, let me write that down. And I'm like, it's your question, but it's our full story. You know, so if you didn't get read today, please trust me, you got read.
Yeah.
You just have
no,
to remove
if you
your
think
ego.
You didn't get read, you were sleeping. So you might as well not have been listening. Because I mean, and I really do get what you said, Celeste. For me, I felt like, you know, things I'm hearing, I mean, I don't necessarily, it's funny, I mean, this is what come up for me. I don't eat that much meat. I do eat chicken, but not that's not meat. But I do, actually, I tell people I don't eat beef, but I love oxtail. And so, confession, I had some on Monday. And I've been really conscious of that. Like, okay, yes, I did. So I'm a meat-eating vegetarian. Yeah. But I have been conscious of that. I've been taking some veg. I need some bit more fresh vegetables to just help the stuff do what it needs to do. And I thank God for it because I enjoyed it. But, you know, just the things you were saying, I can see, you know, even developing a deeper relationship with God, you know, the discipline, praying. This morning I was thinking, you know, I need to start doing more exercise to develop my core. So for me, as you said, I was feeling like she was talking to me. There's only one of us here, many expressions, and there's something about her style. I mean, just
she's
something.
Cosmic
that
mother.
Yes,
she
is.
Cosmic mother personified. The next time she comes, notice I said, well, the next time, Reverend Priestess.
I know, right?
Can we please have her talk more about that Mary Magdalene stuff? Because I think that there's some pretty powerful spiritual practice that you have to go through to be connected with that. And I would love to have that intimate, close relationship on that level with that Mary Magdalene energy. I spoke it. I said it.
Well, we have one or two dates available in May. If she's available, I've got goosebumps, you know.
Okay. May 21st looks good to me. Okay, I'm done.
Look at us booking her, giving out a date. We don't know, listeners. We're just speaking things into existence. But if not, we're definitely going to bring her back.
This is the top of manifestation. Are you ready?
Yes.
Can you handle the celestial moment? And since I still
I'm getting this. I feel like I'm getting this chill from inside, like goosebumps. I mean, I feel like there's a generator inside of me. Go ahead and do your thing. Because if I talk, I'll just be repeating myself. Go ahead.
Okay, well, I see my beautiful Reverend Priestess Callista still with us, which is such a gift. Because,
she is.
You know, she's still with us.
I won't be able to play your song.
Don't worry about
you can't fade it. Okay, good. Right. So go ahead and do your celestial moment. we're so excited we're talking at the same time. Let me mute myself. Okay. I'm going to sit down.
Oh, man. All right, Reverend Priestess Callista, oh, Cosmic Mother, this gift of number 6 is for you and all my sisters. I will let the boys in, too. But it's for you, Reverend Priestess Callista. Good afternoon, family. I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moments. I come bearing a number gift, and trust you will be able to use these tools to embrace whatever is showing up in your life right now. This is an intense week with the upcoming full moon and meteor showers and the lunar eclipse. It's a good time to focus on nurturing yourself and being extra gentle, because the moon has a way of illuminating the parts we don't want to see. Good thing that 6 is running today. And if it happens to be your birthday, this is your next lesson number all year. As a matter of fact, we are all collectively under the lesson of number 6, because 6 is the energy running all year. Six represents a peak experience, expressiveness, and expansion. It is ruled by Venus, the planet of love and values, and it is also known as the Cosmic Mother. Our sixth chakra is our third eye, and when it is balanced, you show up like Reverend Priestess Callister, living an inspired life and inspiring life, wise, discerning, perceptive, and imaginative, who believes in yourself and your abilities. Six, it also makes an appearance of the Lovers in tarot cards. It's astrologically connected to the sign of Gemini, the twins. We have a merging or a union. It represents choice, not just in who you want to be your mate. It's about combining the sacred masculine and feminine within yourself to experience wholeness. Six is also the sacred number of an Orisha by the name of Shango, the spirit of thunder, drums, and dance. The sixth letter of the alphabet is F, and words like fire, fantasy, and freedom connect us to the magical power of the number six. Six also shows up as the snake in medicine cards, and that's where we're going to put the spotlight today. Snake, come crawling. There's fire in your eyes. Fight me, fight me. I'll learn to realize the poison transmuted brings eternal flame. Open me to heaven to heal me again. Snakes are used for the symbol of healing and doctors. The snake sheds its skin to reveal new life. It doesn't deliberate. When the skin gets too old, the snake instinctively lets go. Snake medicine is the energy of wholeness, cosmic consciousness, and the ability to experience anything willingly and without resistance. It is the knowledge that all things are equal in creation, and that those things which might be experienced as poison can be eaten, ingested, integrated, and transmuted if one has the proper state of mind. We understand that this is a heavy medicine, but it is also simple. This is the medicine of the ultimate surrender. It's a shift in consciousness from calling things either good or bad, and accepting it all for what it is. Shedding our stories of fears and disappointments, we make room to listen for our heart instructions, to receive the messages of spirit whisperings. All is well. And that's the story of six through the snake of medicine cards. I'll see you on Wednesday around 1 for another celestial moment. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Celeste. Appreciate you. And nothing else needs to be said. Just grateful for the universal message that we've all received, even if we came to you or not. thank you, Celeste. It's time to release the show. There's nothing to say. Just remind people to trust love. Trust love. This is Ricky Byers Beckwith. Trust love. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. And as always, be love. It's the essence of who you are. Be true to yourself. You deserve it. And let the love flow in and out of you. Be loved. Allow others to love you. Don't get so strong. I don't need nobody. Oh, yes, you do. The fact that you're saying you don't is because you do. This is Ricky Byers Beckwith. I will see you tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern, on Life Conversations Radio. And the shows are archived, so you can always come back and listen. I know I will. We just all got a universal reading. Thank you very much, Priestess Callista. I so enjoyed you. I'm out of here. Life is good. It's getting better. Trust God.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.